Brother Ken Baholko from the Baldwin Congregation will now consider the final part of this symposium, Avoid What Erodes Loyalty, Fear of Man.
A snare gradually, slowly chokes the breath and then the life out of its victim. That harsh reality adds weight to the warning that's contained in Proverbs 29, verse 25. Let's look at that account together. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. And as we read it, take note of the warning, but also the encouragement. It reads, "Trembling at," or as the footnote puts it, "fear of men is a snare, but the one trusting in Jehovah will be protected." Yes, fear of men is a snare. Fear of ridicule from men, fear of rejection, perhaps even of physical harm or persecution, can gradually choke out our faith so that if a test of loyalty arises, we might shrink back. In fact, it can even lead to compromise. We might compromise on matters of morals, of neutrality, unscriptural employment, even matters regarding God's law on blood. But you know, in addition to that, even before compromise, a person who doesn't deal with that fear of man will find that his attachment to Jehovah God is gradually choked out, weakens progressively, and could lead to spiritual death. Yes, fear of men is a snare. But did you notice the encouragement as well in that scripture? It said, the one trusting in Jehovah will be protected. So protection comes not from physical size or strength, from innate courage, from our natural disposition. Protection comes by trusting in our God. So even someone who's shy can be courageous, can be loyal and bold by demonstrating that trust. So isn't that reassuring to know? We trust in Jehovah, we can be protected. We have additional assurance, though, in the Scriptures. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14, we're told that if we suffer for righteousness, for doing the right thing, you are happy. You are happy, the Scripture assures us. But it also contains a little bit of a warning. It says, only do not fear what they fear. Yes, do not fear men. But how can we avoid fear of men? Essentially, it's by strengthening our faith in Jehovah, by strengthening our love for Him. And that can be done in a variety of ways. For example, we might visualize or imagine situations that could arise at work, at school, perhaps in dealing with our neighbors, unbelieving relatives, that might cause us to be afraid. So think of how we'll address those situations, what we'll say, what we'll do. Yes, by practicing in advance, we'll always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that's within us. But what if we're timid? Or what if we have an ongoing tendency towards fear of men? Well, take courage. We're not alone. No, both Peter and Timothy seem to have that tendency. Now, we're familiar with Peter's account. Three times on the night of Jesus' trial and death, he denied Christ Jesus. And then 16 years later, he refused to eat with Gentile Christians. Why? He feared those of the circumcised class. Yes, again, fear of man raised its head. And while we don't normally think of Timothy in terms of being afraid of men, it's significant that in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and part of verses 6 through 8, Timothy was told or counseled to not be ashamed of the ministry or of me. So he evidently had that fear as well. But the good news is that Jehovah helped both men to be loyal, to be faithful, and he will do the same for us, for you and I. So we want to turn to him in prayer, in earnest prayer. Ask Jehovah to take the fear from our heart, cut it out, remove it, throw it away. And then back up that prayer by being resolved to do what's right. You know, even if a small measure of fear is still with us. Because after all, that's what courage is, isn't it? Doing something, even if we're still a little bit afraid. We can take additional practical measures. We can, for example, work in the ministry with brothers or sisters who maintain strong conviction or show strong conviction. We can share in a form of the ministry that we're not really comfortable with. You know, it might be cart witnessing, apartment witnessing. For me, it's business territory. So, you know, we want to work at those forms of the ministry. It'll strengthen our faith and our love for Jehovah God. As well, we can do research. We can review articles that are listed under shyness in Watchtower Publications Index. Or if we go to the research guide, if you look under emotions and then the subheading courage, there's three excellent articles that will help us to avoid fear of men. Because fear of men is a snare, but the one trusting in Jehovah will be protected. Let's return to our video, and in the following dramatization, we're going to rejoin our brothers and sisters who are hiding in a basement during the Great Tribulation. And as we watch the video, take note of the importance of working hard to overcome fear of men.
I just don't get it. Kevin knows we're in the Great Tribulation. Why would he say he doesn't want anything to do with us anymore?
Darren, I thought you had heard by now.
Heard what?
When our message changed from good news to judgment, he was telling everyone that it would make problems for us and that he was done.
I can't believe it.
Darren, think about it. We have all tried to help Kevin.
Yeah, I remember.
Think back to Sunday afternoons when we preached in the northern estates. We asked if he wanted to go.
What did he give us today?
Well, we're going to go to the northern estates and then...
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, do you want to join us? We're going up to the northern...
He said he had the weekend shift. Again. But that the people there have their paradise and they don't listen anyway.
The car's over here.
And when we do public witnessing...
Hey, Kevin. We've been having great experiences out there at Turner Street.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's by your job. Do you get to talk to your coworkers about it?
He said it wasn't a good idea to make waves at the store.
For as much as we've all tried to help Kevin, he let his fear of man go unresolved.
Proverbs says, trembling at men is a snare. If Kevin couldn't preach with boldness during favorable times, imagine how much harder it was for him to loyally rely on Jehovah during this difficult time.
Yeah, now, during the Great Tribulation.
Open up.
What is going on out there?
They're just north of town, searching every house.
Every house?
Yeah, the neighborhood's in a panic.
Let's stay calm and lean on Jehovah. At some point, we can expect the final attack on God's people. But Jehovah's going to give us the courage we need. So let's pray together. We'll read the scriptures. And we'll keep sharing what's helped us remain loyal to God.
Amen.
So did you notice Kevin refused assistance that was offered? He failed to address his fear of man. Now, if he had, he would likely have had the strength to remain loyal during the Great Tribulation. So what have we learned from this symposium? Well, as demonstrated in the four videos, strengthening our loyalty to Jehovah now is essential to remaining loyal under future tests of loyalty, future tests of faith, including the coming Great Tribulation. And remember, Jesus said it would be a great tribulation, not a great walk in the park. So how important it is to avoid pride, improper entertainment, bad association, fear of men. In fact, anything that could weaken our attachment to Jehovah God. Indeed, may every one of us avoid what erodes loyalty and pursue vigorously that which builds up and strengthens our attachment to our loving Heavenly Father, the God who guards His loyal ones.
Thank you, brothers, for those rousing and heart-searching talks. How vital it is to eliminate spiritually unhealthy traits well in advance of facing serious tests.